This is Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, here's Gary and Rob. Talking.Golf is sponsored by the Club at Lac La Belle, which recently celebrated the grand opening of its all-new golf course. The rebirth of this historic course is now available for both members and non-members and located conveniently between Milwaukee and Madison in the beautiful rolling hills of Oconomowoc. See what all the talk is about with this remake of one of the oldest courses in Wisconsin and test your game with native fescue grasses, undulating greens, and Scottish roots. Book your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. Rob Hernandez alongside Gary D'Amato. It's a very special edition of Talking.Golf. It's Talking.Golf kind of live from the State Open. Gary D'Amato back after a long day at Blue Mountain Golf and Country Club. And the first day was great. Taylor Steger out of Mount Pleasant, a mini tour player who spends most of his time now in Florida, and Dan Woltman off the Korn Ferry Tour, the two-time defending State Open champion, going for a fifth title overall, third straight. And if he does that, he would become the first to ever three-peat. Gary D'Amato, I don't know how you kept it all straight there today. As you texted me at one point today, there were great players passing you everywhere you turned today.
Yeah, you know, I thought Harrison Ott said it well. He said he got to the range and there was just this really great amount of energy with people looking around. And, you know, here's Charlie Delsman and there's Dan Woltman and there's Mark Wilson. Here's Skip Kendall. I mean, everywhere you turn, there was a who's who of Wisconsin golf over the last, you know, 20, 25 years, minus just a couple guys we see on the tour every week. So, really strong field, and the cream is rising to the top as we look at the leaderboard and see some of those names, you know, on the front first page of the leaderboard.
Yep, we've got Taylor Steger and Dan Woltman after rounds of 400 par 66. They lead by one shot over C.J. Swift, a former Marquette golfer who has played a little bit on the PGA Tour of Latino America. Wisconsin State amateur champion Thomas Longbella and Harrison Ott trying to become the first amateurs to win since Jordan Niebrugge in 2011. And then Gary D'Amato had a great question of me earlier today, folks, and that was, has anybody ever won the State Am and the State Open in the same year? Bobby Brew in 1959, Gary, is the only guy that I can find that has won both in the same year. That would be pretty elite company as well.
Yeah, for Thomas Longbella, that sure would be. And you know what, Robbie? He told me he had not played a practice round at Blue Mountain. He went in completely cold, which is hard to believe because, I mean, those green complexes and greens are really something else. Those are greens that you can't really even learn in one or two practice rounds. It takes some – they're like Augusta Nationals. You know, you have to play them and learn those greens. So that was a pretty stout first round by Thomas. He said he felt just like he felt in the final round at Milwaukee Country Club where he won the State Am by 10 shots 3 weeks ago. Everything felt like that to him. So watch out for Thomas. He's playing really good.
Peter Webb out of Madison, he's playing on the Dakotas Tour this summer. He tried to go through some Q schools last fall, didn't make it. Austin Kanzorski, another mini tour guy from Germantown who also played at Marquette, tied for sixth along with amateur Danny Bame out of Hubertus. Among those tied for ninth, one guy that talked about the green complexes today and how fast they were, Skip Kendall, the two-time state champion out of Fox Point, now out of Windermere, Florida. Just got done with a great run on the PGA Tour Champions after a long PGA Tour career. And fellow PGA Tour golfer Mark Wilson, also at 69, along with Tyler Leach, the Marquette golfer out of Spring Valley, and Craig Joy, the head professional at Ridgeway Country Club in Neenah. He is the low club pro at this point. He is also at 1-under 69. But let's go back to Skip Kendall's comments, Gary, about the greens. He said they are as fast as any he's played in a long, long, long time, maybe ever, he said.
He did. He said, Robbie said, the only greens he can remember that were faster. One year, he said, at the Memorial Tournament, Jack got the greens at about 15 on the stint meter. And he said, those are the only greens I can think of that were maybe a little faster than these. He said, otherwise, these are as fast as anything I've ever putted. You know, they were rolling 14 to 14 and a half on the stint meter, which anyone who knows anything about stint meter readings knows that that's extremely fast, faster than Augusta National, faster than Shinnecock Hills for a U.S. Open. And the greens have a lot of movement in them, too. So we saw guys struggling quite a bit, a lot of three putting, a lot of guys putting off greens, especially number 18, Rob, where the pin was back left on a big, long green. So if you had a 40 or 50 footer, you know, you had to be very careful that you didn't hit it a touch too hard and send it down to the practice screen below. So it was fun to watch.
Fun to watch. Maybe not fun to be in that situation. Yeah. So, you and I sometimes don't mind being on the other side of the golf ball there. Before we get back to the top of the leaderboard, about a dozen guys tied for 13th at even par, including Jim Schumann, the great club pro, teaching professional who actually works out of Blue Mound Golf and Country Club, Thomas Burton out of Fox Point, and a bunch of others. A couple others that jumped to mind, Zach Burry, John Gulberg, a couple of mini tour guys, and Robbie Morway, I thought was a great story. We've written about him here in the last year or so. Had torn labrums in I believe it was both knees, if I'm not mistaken, both legs, and just has really struggled to get back into playing form on the Wisconsin Badgers golf team. But an even par today is not a bad score at Blue Mound Golf and Country Club.
You know, anything around par today is going to be good. I mean, 54 holes to go, Rob. As you know, a lot is going to happen between now and then. The leaderboard is, people are going to move up and down on that leaderboard. Dan Woltman said, you know, I asked, are you even allowing yourself to think about, you know, winning again? He said, oh, way too early. It's a one quarter of the tournament is complete, and so much can happen over the next 2 days, you know, with the 36 hole finale on Wednesday. So, yeah, we're going to see a lot of movement on that leaderboard, but Robbie Morway would be a good story if you could hang in there.
You mentioned Dan Woltman. I got a chance to talk to him last week. You know, he's had a miserable season on the Corn Ferry Tour, called it his worst year as a professional to date, has only made 2 out of, I believe, 11 cuts out there, but yet finds a way to get it in 66 today. What worked for him out there today, Gary?
You know, he said his swing didn't feel great. He wasn't in a great place with his swing, couple loose swings, but he had some key saves. The big save was on 11, Rob. He was coming off his only bogey the day on number 10, where he hit his ball under the lip of a fairway bunker and made a bogey there on 10. And on 11, he missed the green with a wedge, but got up and down and made a 12-footer to avoid having back-to-back bogeys. And he said there was a long wait on the 12th tee, and he said it would have been really hard to stand on that 12th tee coming off back-to-back bogeys. So that was a big save for him on 11. He just, Dan knows how to get it around, even when he doesn't have his A game, and especially at the State Open, which he's proved 4 times now.
And I'm not sure a lot of people know who Kaylor Steeger is. If you read our site, you know that he won a West Florida Golf Tour event and $2,000 earlier in the year. And he is never really, I don't believe he went to college, Gary, went right out and turned pro and has really kind of schlepped it around the mini tours. And at times has been able to go really low. And he, as evidence, I think he made 7 birdies today in that round of 66.
Yeah, Kaylor, obviously very talented player. He could have had the lead alone, Rob, but he got to 18. Par 5, he had 169 yards in on a par 5 and hit an 8-iron. But he's a left-hander. He pulled it right of the green, pin high, but it took him 4 more shots to get down from there for a bogey. So he would have shot 65 and had the lead alone. He was a little disappointed in that, but all in all, you know, he can't be too mad with the 66 in the first round of the Wisconsin State Open.
Not at all. And, of course, it gets Kaylor Steeger and Dan Woltman a one-shot lead. I wanted to ask you about Harrison Ott. I guess if we hadn't gotten so darn busy over the weekend, we'll talk about that in a second, about some of the things that happened around the country over the weekend and had done one of these before the tournament, I would have said Harrison Ott's my pick to win. The guy got to the round of 16 last week at the U.S. Amateur out at Bandon Dunes and has just been playing phenomenal golf this summer despite losing his spring season at Vanderbilt to COVID-19. He's my guy. He looked pretty good today. Bogey's his first hole, and then all pars and birdies after that. I really like Harrison Ott, Gary.
Who doesn't, Rob? I mean, you know, extremely solid player. Had a great run at the Western Amateur earlier in the summer, too. He's played some really phenomenal golf. I asked him if he was burned out. You know, he's had some, you know, the Western Amateur is a very tough format, you know, stroke play qualifying to match play. And then the same thing at the U.S. Amateur. He's played a lot of golf this summer. And he said, I'm not burned out. He said he took Saturday off, didn't touch his clubs, just sat around the pool all day and felt good going into today's round. And he's someone we definitely have to watch over the next 2 days.
And Gary, before we go off the topic of the State Open, the format here, very similar to the Western Amateur, back-to-back days of 18 holes with a full field. They cut it down to low 60 in ties for Wednesday, and then it's 36, much like the final round of stroke play qualifying to determine the 16 match play berths at the Western Am. I'm not saying that gives Harrison not an advantage, but that's the format. Who does it favor here going forward? I mean, this tournament, as quickly as it starts, Gary, it's going to finish equally as fast because we've got so much golf over the next 2 days.
Yeah, you know, I was a little surprised that Mark Wilson carried his clubs today. I asked him, I asked him if he had a caddy, and he said he asked a couple guys, but they were busy. I told him I would have done it on the cheap, you know, but he said, you're working anyway. You can't caddy for me. But, you know, I think, you know, Mark's 45, he's in great shape, but I would think if he has to carry his clubs for 72 holes, especially 36 on Wednesday, I would think he'd maybe get a card on Wednesday. I saw a lot of guys walking, and I think those guys who are walking might, you know, rely on carts toward the end so that they don't get exhausted on that Wednesday. But it favors guys who are in great shape, basically, because it is a lot of golf compressed in the 3 days. So we'll see who's standing at the end of the week here, or the end of the 3 days.
Well, it's been a phenomenal first day, and we are just so excited to be able to kind of culminate a great golf summer with such a great Wisconsin State Open. Probably the best field we've seen, Gary, since I'm going to say 89. I think that was Skip Kendall's last State Open when he, as he said today, kind of gave it to Steve Stricker in that great duel between Steve Stricker, Jerry Kelly. And boy, you know, we all knew they were destined for greatness, but who knew back then that, and it was probably the best State Open I've ever covered, but mainly because of the finish. I don't think I've ever seen a State Open with this many great golfers. And I think that the quantity in addition to the quality here, you know, might make this one for the ages.
Yeah, I really anticipate a phenomenal leaderboard come Wednesday afternoon, Rob. I think it's, you know, I compared in my game story that people can read on Wisconsin.golf either tonight or tomorrow morning whenever it posts. I'm going a little crazy here, Rob. It's been a long day, but you know, I compared Blue Mound a little bit to Augusta National. Some people are calling it the Augusta National of the Midwest because the green complexes, the greens are so fast. And I think we're going to wind up with a sort of Masters-like leaderboard, if you will, Wisconsin style on Wednesday afternoon.
That would be great. Before we let you go to bed, Gary, I got to tell everybody that Talking.Golf, sponsored by the club at Lac La Belle, which recently celebrated its grand opening of its all-new golf course, really old course, but brand new, 2 years in the making here, the redesign at the Club at Lac La Belle. You can book your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. I won't let you go to bed, Gary, without telling me what you thought of the weekend golf. First, let's start with Casey Danielson on the Symetra Tour. You talk about Harrison Ott, you talk about Thomas Longbella. Casey Danielson, one of those great rising stars. We thought maybe she would be destined for greatness on the LPGA Tour. It's been slow going, but a pair of 65s around a 72 and had a shot walking off the 18th green at a playoff. Another gal came in and birdied 18 to win by one. But talking to Casey, she might be back, and that would be great to see.
That would be, yeah. She's had a little bit of struggles on the Symetra Tour the last couple of years. It sounds like she's changed putters. Is that correct, Rob?
That is correct. She pulled a Gary D'Amato. She went and visited her friend and took one of their putters with her. I don't know. Have you ever done that, Gary? Have you ever gone to a friend's house? I really like the looks of that club. I want to take that with me. And it worked for her. She said it was a little bit taller, so it worked for her.
Yeah, that's great to see. Obviously, comes from a great golf family, the Danielsons out of Osceola. And it's going to be fun to watch her progress. And then, of course, what Jerry did on the Champions Tour, that was just phenomenal stuff. So happy for him. I mean, I'm sure he's a little disappointed he didn't want to end it with a double bogey, but he could afford to end it with a double bogey. So that was good.
Well, he could afford to do it with a double bogey because he aced the 12th hole at Firestone. And that was really some great theater there because he had just come off a bogey at 11. And, you know, just as quick as it looked like maybe it was leaking oil, he put it back in the can because, boy, oh boy, it was one hopping in. And of all the holes in one that we've seen in Wisconsin golf history, in that very moment, that was huge to deliver him his first senior tour major.
Yeah, one of the biggest. I mean, we saw Tiger Woods make an ace at the GMO, and there aren't too many that compare with making an ace in a major championship. Even if it's a major on the Champions Tour, it's still a major. And, you know, you could say that he'd be in the running for the Player of the Year, except that the Player of the Year, those awards are now extended through 2021, correct?
Right. That's right. Everything's extended in 2021. But we can say he won all the majors on the senior tour in 2020.
That's right.
Gary.
Yeah. Undefeated in the majors in 2020. That's pretty good stuff.
Well, and of course, you and I have covered Jerry for a long time. I'm told today that there might have been a little bit of hyperbole behind that hole-in-one count. You know, when Jack Kelly, his dad, died a couple years ago, both he and his mom, Lee, had the same number of holes-in-one, 12. Jerry makes the hole-in-one yesterday. He says it's a late birthday present for Cooper, who turned 22, I believe, on Friday, and then said that he finally broke a tie with his mom. Turns out he already had her beat. He's got, apparently, the tweet from the Champions Tour was accurate today, 15 for Jerry, 12 for mom and dad. He was just being nice and trying to you know, get his mom's goat a little bit there. A great competitive family. The Kellys for years and years. You remember when Lee would keep Jerry's card as she walked the
first round
with them. Still did at the Charles Schwab Championship last year. It just really fun to see what gets Jerry Kelly going.
Is that, if I'm adding that right, that's 39 holes in one in their family, mom, dad, and Jerry.
Their family, absolutely.
Who's done that? I mean, maybe Art Wall, if he had a couple of kids, I don't know, but that's a lot of holes in one for three people.
I wrote it down, but I heard Skip has like 13. But you know, if you don't come from a golfing family, you're carrying the whole load there. But I tell you what, for a long time, Jerry Kelly had a tough act to follow in Jack Kelly and Lee Kelly, because in the Madison area where I covered golf, they were winning a lot of stuff. And of course, Jerry and Lee Kelly, state mother's son champions back in 1986, but then Lee went and won it with their other son, Scott Kelly, a couple years later, and then won low net the next year. So she kind of technically has two mother-son titles with Jerry Kelly, or with Scott Kelly, and only one with Jerry. I think that's the one. There's an open division for some of those parent-child tournaments in the WSGA. I think Jerry had to come back and play with that. I want him to come back and play on that. And would you like to see him come back and play in the state open? What do you think? That would have been a grand entrance today, coming off a senior tour major, to come into Blue Mound and play in the state open.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he would have been the odds-on favorite if he wasn't too hungover or burned out from celebrating. someday it would be nice to get Jerry and Steve and Mario and Dennis Tiziani, Larry Tiziani, get the whole
Turcotte,
bunch back.
John Turcotte, a two-time state open champion, now caddying for Sepp Straka.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him come back. Austin Gaugert, Alex Gaugert, they've played in this thing and contended. They're caddies to the star. There's a lot of guys that we could. Mark Scheibach tweeted out that he was glad to see Skip Kendall and Mark Wilson back. There's another one out here in the desert at a great club up in La Quinta. There's a lot of guys. And the thing as we wrap up this podcast, Gary, that we can close on is I think it's a credit to the Wisconsin PGA. The number of great golfers that we see in the field today have really honed their craft over the last 20 years since when Jerry, Skip, and Steve were kind of coming, into their own and going out of the tour. But the WPGA and their junior tour has really developed a lot of great golfers, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that here this week.
No question. It's great to see the generational, divide here with a guy like Skip Kendall, 55, Mark Wilson, 45, and then you go all the way down to Aiden Cudney, 14 years old in the field. And a lot of great players in between those two ages. It runs a 40-year age difference there of top talented players. So, the WPGA has done a great job. And the WSGA.
And I tell you, two more days left for you there, Gary. I'll let you get some rest. Appreciate your time. We'll do this again tomorrow and Wednesday as we follow the state open through to a conclusion. Appreciate your help, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. For Gary D'Amato, Rob Hernandez, this has been Talking.Golf, sponsored by the Club at Lac La Belle, which recently celebrated the grand opening of its all-new golf course. The rebirth of this historic course is now available for both members and non-members, and located conveniently between Milwaukee and Madison in the beautiful rolling hills of Oconomowoc. See what all the talk is about with the remake of one of the oldest courses in the state. Test your game with native fescue grasses, undulating greens, and Scottish roots. You can book your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. More Talking.Golf after the second round Tuesday.